And the excitement continues to build here at Beaver County Radio in our broadcast complex in Brighton Township. Joining us now, Beaver Valley Community Concert Association. They've been around for a long time, entertaining people in the Beaver Valley with some top-notch entertainment. And this year, as I look at the schedule, it is no different. Co-presidents are with us now, Rhonda Ficca and Gene Macaluso from the Beaver Valley Community Concert Association. Is that how I have to say it, Rhonda?
Yeah, you're imitating me pretty well there. You might steal my.
We've been here for years. That's that's a part of your personality now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, very good. Well, welcome back, and welcome to our new studios.
Thank you. It's certainly beautiful. Gene Macaluso and I were so privileged to be here. We first want to begin by thanking Frank Sparks, your new general manager and program director, for having us. Gene and I and the board of the Beaver Valley Community Concert Association are so grateful for once again allowing us to come and represent our board. We consider it a privilege each year to be able to come and talk about our wonderful world-class organization, and we're just so privileged to bring this organization again to the Beaver Valley and surrounding areas. And we're just happy to be here today and tell you about our four upcoming shows.
Very good. And Gene, welcome back.
Thank you.
To see you once again.
Thank you.
How long have you guys been doing this?
Together?
Yeah, well, just the Beaver Valley Community Concert Association in general.
It was established in 1937.
Well, I was going to say, it seemed like decades.
And has been sustained since then. I can't tell you who the founding members were, but I know the name of Jerry Bass.
Yes. I remember Jerry.
Rings familiar with so many people, and she helped its growth. She helped it to sustain. And we've picked it up through the years. There have been other leaders. And Rhonda and I have been together, I don't even know how many years now, probably 4 years as co-presidents.
And then we were both officers in other capacities before that. But
right.
One of the things that we're real proud of, Gene, is the fact that we have no paid officers and we're all volunteers, and we're just glad to bring very high quality music to the Beaver Valley. And we're glad people don't have to go into Pittsburgh.
Right.
Well, in the Beaver Falls Middle School Auditorium, where you put on these performances, it's great.
It's fine.
It is acoustically
good.
And everything.
Yes, they're actually known for that, having state-of-the-art acoustics.
Mm. And no steps.
Right.
I mean, if you don't want to sit in the balcony, you just walk off the street right into the building, and no steps, which is helpful to a lot of our patrons.
Yeah, and there's not a bad seat in the house.
No.
Right.
Yeah, very good. And so back in the day, you probably had guests come on with Gertrude Trobe and Chuck Wilson and people like that all through the years, Jim Reynolds and down the line.
We remember those names.
Yeah,
too.
Very good. Okay, tell us a little bit, Gene, about what's going on.
Well, I'm going to be introducing the second concert, so I'll just defer to Rhonda here, who can start the season.
Okay, I'll be happy. We're both so enthusiastic about our Beaver Valley Community Concert Association. Our first show is going to be Beatles to Bourbon Street, featuring the fabulous Equinox Orchestra, and that's going to be on Tuesday, September 12th. At 7:30 p.m. All our shows happen to start at 7:30 p.m. Our doors open at 6:45 p.m. And the fabulous Equinox Orchestra features Jeremy Davis and Clay Johnson. And these two gentlemen are going to be bringing a fantastic, fiery, hot, soulful, southern big band that's going to knock you out of your seats. You're going to have people that are going to want to get up and shake it. They're going to be so excited. They are known for putting on a spectacular show. These people have been having their audiences just fall in love with their show. They're sophisticated. It's a high energy show. They have some of the greatest songs, the best original arrangements, phenomenal musicianships. And these two are going to really kick it off with charm, excitement, fashioned in the style and swagger of the legendary Rat Pack, along with influences like Harry Connick Jr., Michael Bublé. This brand new show by Davis and Johnson features the music of the Beatles. Now, come on, who isn't going to love that? And the intriguing home-style, state of Louisiana-style music. Now, this Jeremy Davis, he's been a tenor sax player, a band leader for 25-plus years. And throughout his career, Jeremy has performed with Ellis Marsalis, Jennifer Holliday, Bill Waitress, Wycliffe Gordon, Tony Award winners. I'm just not going to keep going on and on and on. President Bill Clinton, it just goes on and on. And Clay Johnson has performed for many well-known buildings, famous halls. But if you wouldn't mind just playing, like if you could play a minute or so of the orchestra, I think it will just speak for itself. It's just going to be phenomenal. And all four of these shows for $70 for the whole season pass is fantastic. That breaks down to about $17.50 per show. All four shows, $70 for adults, $10 for students. Fantastic.
Rhonda, I don't know if I should play this because you don't sound that excited about it.
I'm sorry. Excuse me if I get overly enthusiastic, but when
this
you
is what I have to live with.
Yes, I'm very enthusiastic.
Okay, here they are. This is Equinox, Beatles to Bourbon Street, the fabulous Equinox Orchestra. Here's a little bit of their Beatles medley.
Hey, Jude, don't let me down. I said you have found her. Now just go out and get her. Oh, remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Yes, I love her. Ooh, and I love her. And I love her. Ask me what I want it for. If you don't want to, I'll pay some more. See, I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. Now my advice for those who die.
That is truly a high-energy performance, and that's just the recording. When you have them live on stage, I can't imagine. You're right. It makes you want to get up and dance.
Absolutely.
All right. And that's on Tuesday, September 12th at 7:30. And get your tickets now.
Right. And you can do that by calling Peggy McCullough at 724-846-3203, 724-846-3203, or go to our website at www.bvcommunityconcert.org, www.bvcommunityconcert.org, and you can print out the membership form.
Rhonda, a lot of thought goes into the musical acts that you have coming here every year. It's just not you pick something out of the hat. Right. I would guess that you audition them and hear them before you put them on the stage.
Well, Gene will tell you.
We work with the agency Live on Stage from Nashville, and we preview their program for the year by watching, you know, the snippets on line. And then we meet with their agent, and we meet as a group, and we vote. Mm-hmm. And the top four, of course, the top four vote-getters are the ones that we select. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can get them because, of course, we are at the mercy of their schedule.
Sure.
So this is how it works,
sure.
And it goes rather smoothly every year.
Very good. And Rhonda, who is the Sound of Silence tribute?
Gene will be telling you about the next one.
Yes, okay. The Sound of Silence tribute is a guitar-vocal duo by the names of Stephen DeLopoulos and Johnny Phillips. Now, these two musicians were former members of the band called Burlap to Cashmere. You ever heard of that? Mm-hmm. And this is whose Dove Award-winning album, Anybody Out There, sold 500,000 albums worldwide. And the band traveled across the U.S., Europe, and South America. before Stephen and Johnny created a brand new show called Sounds of Silence. Now, you can almost imagine the tone of this musical presentation. The Sounds of Silence journeys back in time to the 1970s Greenwich Village folk scene. It's a timeless era of music when the lyrics and melody meant something. That's unusual.
Yeah.
Today, in today's music. And they have a unique sound of energy and introspective lyrics. Their concert features the music of Simon and Garfunkel. We're all familiar with the boxer and the Sounds of Silence. John Denver, Country Roads, Annie's Song, Cat Stevens, Don McLean, American Pie, and much more.
All right, let's want to hear a snippet
of
it.
Yes, we'd love to hear.
This is the Sounds of Silence tribute.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seed while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sounds of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. Split the night
and touch the sound. Thursday, November 9th.
Thursday, November 9th.
Is our second program.
Boy, they sound a lot like Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I have to add, if you closed your eyes and we didn't tell you that that was not Simon and Garfunkel, the tone color sounds identical to Simon and Garfunkel.
As a former music teacher, you would know that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good.
Absolutely.
And the acoustic presentation, the guitars, everything, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sound of Silence tribute Thursday, November 9th with the Beaver Valley Community Concert Association.
Right.
And once again, Rhonda, what is the phone number or how people can get tickets?
Yes, we want to remind, thank you, we want to remind people that you can call Peggy McCullough, our membership chair, at 724-846-3203, 724-846-3203, or we encourage you to visit our website, www.bvcommunityconcert.org,